we present Doctor at Large. Adapted for radio by Ray Cooney from the original novel by Richard Gordon, it stars Richard Briers as Simon Sparrow. Episode 9, To Bed or Not to Bed.
Come on, then, Simon, let's have it. I mean, what the devil are you so excited about?
I've done it.
You've done what?
Arranged it.
Arranged what?
I'm going away for a naughty weekend.
Yeah. What weekend?
A naughty weekend.
No.
Yes, I can't believe it.
It's true.
With a girl?
Of course. No.
Simon, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
How do I go about it? I don't want to make a complete ass of myself.
I think that's almost unavoidable.
Thank you. Where can we go?
Well, now, let me think. I reckon Essex is your best bet.
Essex?
Lovely county, undulating. Now, who have I taken to,
Of course, I took Olive Lewis there.
Olive Lewis? Gorgeous little thing who was at St. Swithin's, you know. You remember her? Night nurse in Virtue Ward.
Oh, yes. That's right. You went away with her for a weekend, did you?
Yes, to this little place in Essex. Well, it wasn't the weekend, actually. We popped in for lunch and, a few drinks, and I asked if my wife and I could rest for a while before returning to London, where I was operating on a cabinet minister.
I don't think I'll be able to carry it off as well as that.
No. Well, you know my motto. If you're going to tell a lie, tell a whopper.
Yeah, what's his hotel called?
Well, it's just off the A11 on the way to Newmarket. And I went, the Judge's Arms. Can't miss it. Stands back off the road in its own grounds. Charming place. Looks like a cross between a Tudor inn and the Municipal Lunatic Asylum.
I think we're on the right road now.
Jolly good.
Sorry I got lost.
That's all right.
Must have missed a signpost or something.
Yes.
It's the windscreen wiper. It's not working very well. I think I need new ones.
Yes. I think you need new headlights, too.
Yes. But a pretty old car, you know.
Yes, I thought it was.
Oh, sure.
Bless you.
Thanks.
Hope you're not getting cold.
So do I.
I've got some ice creams with me.
Oh, thanks, Wendy.
For me, in case I catch it.
Oh, good idea.
You know, if you're really getting flu or something, perhaps you ought to get back home.
At home?
Well, if you're not going to be well.
You mean, not go to the hotel?
Well, if you're ill.
I'm not ill. I feel fine. I'm raring to go.
Good.
Don't you want to go to the hotel?
Oh, yes. Super duper.
For sure you fancy it. I mean, fancy the idea. I mean, the idea of the hotel.
But of course. Mind you, we are going to be a bit late getting there.
Bit over 7:30.
I suppose so. I still think you should have rung up and booked.
Well, I thought we might change our mind or something and they'd start making inquiries.
Oh, of course they wouldn't.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. We would have arrived in daylight if you'd done all your shopping in the morning.
I couldn't find a wedding ring. It's not every girl who has to go and buy her own wedding ring, you know.
No.
And then when I got back home, I realised I needed an engagement ring as well.
Yeah, I'll pay for those, Wendy.
Oh, no, it's all right.
No, I'll pay. How much?
Well, the engagement ring was a guinea and the wedding ring 7 and 6.
That's £1.08.
Oh, no, it's not fair for you to pay at all.
Yes, it is.
No, I mean, I'll be able to use them again, won't I?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we will, if we want to.
Yes. Did you remember to buy a toothbrush?
Yes.
What did you tell Mr. Swithenbank?
Daddy? Oh, yeah. I said I'm spending the weekend with Linda Douglas.
Oh. What happens if your parents ring her up?
She'll say I'm out and then ring me up at the hotel. I had to tell her.
Yes. Shall we go through it again?
Through what?
Our false names.
If you like.
Right. I'm Herbert Phillimore.
You know, I think that's a mistake, I must say.
Why?
Well, change both your names. Why can't you be Simon Phillimore or Herbert Sparrow?
If you're going to tell a lie, tell a whopper.
Well, I still think Brown would have been easier.
Brown's too obvious. I'm Herbert Phillimore.
I never remember to call you Herbert all the time.
It's only meals. We'll be in our room the rest of the time. I mean, we'll find time to go for a walk, naturally.
And I'm Mrs. Phillimore.
That's it. Sylvia. Herbert and Sylvia. And we live at 344 Lexington Mews.
Lexington Mews, Highgate, London.
That'll fool them.
They might check and find there's no such place.
No.
Bless you.
Oh. Hey, what's that sign say over there?
Half a mile ahead, the Judge's Arms.
Oh, we arrived. You know it.
No. Are you?
No. Terrified.
Where is everyone?
I don't know.
Put the cases down, Simon.
Herbert.
Herbert. It's not a very romantic place, is it?
Not particularly, no.
I don't really like walls covered with animals' heads, do you?
No.
Look at the size of that buffalo.
Yeah. Must have been going like a bomb when he hit that wall.
I suppose it's open.
It's bound to be sort of quiet here, isn't it? I mean, we're in the country, aren't we? Hey, Joe!
Bless you. Well, there must be a reception somewhere.
Oh, don't forget. Sylvia Phillimore, Lexington Mews.
All right, Herbert.
I beg your pardon? Oh, Herbert, yes. Look out, look out. There's somebody coming down the hall. Your ring!
What?
You haven't got your ring on.
It's in my bag.
Okay.
All right, all right.
Good evening.
Hang on a second. You won't be a minute.
I can't get it over my knuckle.
Can I be of any assistance?
No, no. My wife caught her finger in her handbag. Is it all right, my dear?
Yes, thank you.
Show him, my dear. Show the gentleman your finger. The third finger. That's it. That's all right, isn't it?
Seems to be, yes.
Jolly good, jolly good. Well, nice little place, the judge's wife. A judge's arms.
A little quiet at the moment. It's out of season, you know.
Yes, yes, indeed, yes. I haven't shot a thing for weeks. But I was saying to the wife only yesterday, this is my wife over there. I said, out of season, my dear. If we go away for the weekend, it's bound to be naughty. A quiet.
Yes, yes.
Yes, by Jove, yes. So, if there's anything you'd like to ask us, sir, go ahead.
No, thanks.
No, go on, anything, go on. You name it, I'll answer it, go on.
Darling, perhaps we ought to ask if there's a room first.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course, yes. Well, I assumed there was bound to be a room because it's so quiet. Actually, we'd like a double room with a double bed. That's what we usually have, isn't it, my dear?
Yes, yes. Whenever we go away, we always have a double room with a double bed. Always.
Unless you've only got a double room with two single beds.
Actually, my man, I don't have anything.
What? Nothing?
Well, I'm just staying here, that's all.
What? I'm terribly sorry.
So am I. It's a dreary place.
I thought you were the receptionist.
Oh, he's a dozy fellow. Have to ring this thing like mad. Oh. I came here for a bit of golf, you know, but can't find a damn partner. Do you play golf, young man?
Well, sort of.
Fancy anything this weekend?
I'm terribly sorry.
Well, your wife will give you an afternoon off, won't she?
Well,
I say... You're not on your honeymoon, are you?
Good Lord, no. Are we, Wendy?
Sylvia.
Sylvia.
What's that?
I said Sylvia. We're celebrating our Sylvia wedding anniversary.
What, 25 years?
What? No, 25 weeks.
Romantic, eh?
By Jove, yes.
By the way, what's your name? Mine's Brown.
So's ours.
No, it isn't. You're thinking of your maiden name, darling. We're Mr. and Mrs. Phillimore, and we live in Lexington Mews, Highgate, London, N6.
Phillimore, eh? Highgate, splendid.
Yes, it is, yes. You come out the underground, you know, straight on the hill, straight on the left. Charming, we wouldn't move.
Yes,
we
wouldn't move. Yes. But here's the receptionist.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, madam.
Ah, good evening.
Well, I'll toddle into dinner then. Now, Mr. Harris will look after you, won't he?
We'll do our best.
Bye to your dinner.
Thank you, yes.
Now, what can I do for you, sir?
Yes. Ah, well, good evening.
Good evening.
I want a room.
Yes?
You have a room?
Yes. I'll just get the register. Excuse me a second.
I don't like the way he's looking at us.
It'll be all right, darling.
I think he knows already, Simon.
Herbert, Wendy.
Sylvia Herbert.
Here we are, sir.
Herbert. Oh, pardon. Nothing. I'm sorry, you startled me, darling.
Could you sign here, please?
Oh, yes, of course, yes. There, the old address. There we are. I don't put anything under remarks, do I?
No, not yet, sir.
Does Mrs. Phillimore have to sign anywhere?
Mrs. Phillimore?
Yes, this is Mrs. Phillimore.
Oh, I assume the young lady was your wife, Mr. Lexington.
Well, that's exactly... I beg your pardon?
I said I thought you were married.
Wait a minute, you call me... What did you call me?
Mr. Lexington.
Mr. Lexington? Lexington?
Oh, that's how you signed the register, Herbert Lexington.
Let's have a look. Oh, is that me? Herbert, there it is. You see, look, Herbert Lexington of Swithin Bank News.
And you're Mrs. Phillimore, madam.
Yes, I'm Mrs. Phillimore.
Yes. She's my secretary, aren't you, darling? Mrs. Lexington.
Phillimore.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm Mr. Lexington's secretary.
Yes, my personal secretary.
I see, Mr. Lexington.
It's personal and private. She also happens to be my cousin, as well as my secretary. Her father and my father were brothers, you see. Now, about accommodation.
You want two rooms?
Yes. Yes, two rooms, please. If you could have them close together, it would be handy. We've got some work to do. She's my personal secretary.
Would you sign here, please, Mrs. Phillimore, please?
Certainly.
Well, it's very pleasant to be able to travel with your cousin. You're probably wondering why two cousins should turn up out of season at your hotel.
Not really, Mr. Lexington.
No, I'll tell you. See, we're traveling to Newmarket, you see. We're on our way to my uncle's funeral, actually. He died last week, quite suddenly. He was a charming old gentleman in the brass business. It was the brass business, wasn't it, Mrs.
Phillimore.
Thank you.
Here are your two keys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Phillimore is in room number 3 on the third floor.
Jolly good.
And you're in room number 86 on the fourth floor.
Who is it?
Mr. Phillimore.
Who?
It's me, Simon.
Oh, come in.
I'm miles from you.
Come on, let's go and get some dinner.
Oh, we don't need dinner, do we?
I do. I'm starving.
But, darling, I mean, it'll take hours to get dinner in a place like this.
Oh, will it?
Hours. I'll ring down and ask them to send something up to your room.
Oh, okay. Good idea.
Yes. Hello. Reception, please.
Oh, it's jolly cold, isn't it? What's your room like?
In the attic somewhere. Freezing.
You know, I'd much rather come to your room.
It's miserable. I think the last occupant must have been Jane Eyre.
Still, it's further away from everybody.
Well, all right, I'll organise your dinner and then get back to my room. You come along as quick as you can. Gosh, it's cold in here.
Oh, it's the bathroom window. I'll go and close it. Shall we, Tick?
Right. Oh, it's freezing. Hello, come on. Oh, hello, reception. Could I order something to be sent up to Mrs. Phillimore's room, please? Yeah. What? This is Mr. Lexington. I know I'm speaking from Mrs. Phillimore's room. I popped in to discuss the funeral. Look, I'd just like to order something to eat. No, not for me. No, I haven't got the time. Mrs. Phillimore would like something very quickly. Yeah. What's on the menu, then? What have you got? What? No, she won't bother with a starter. No. Steak. Yes, that's a good idea, yes. Yes, we'll have a steak, yes. What? How would you like it done? Extremely quickly. I told you. Yes, what? 30 what? 30 potatoes? Yes, well, just a couple. Two, just a couple, yes. No, she doesn't want a sweet. No, no cheese either. And no wine. What? Wine? Yeah, we'll have a drop of wine, yes. Half a bottle of red plonk. But you know, cheap as you find it, yes. Coffee? Yeah, no coffee either, no. And send it up right away, will you? Yes, right away, immediately, yes. And I'd like a large whiskey sent to my room, please. Yeah, that's it. Lexington, 86, in the attic. Oh. Can't complain about the service, anyway. Blimey, that was quick. Oh!
Hello, Phillimore.
Yeah.
Who? Well, you remember me, Colonel Brown.
Oh, yes.
Where's the wife?
Who?
Well, Mrs. Phillimore.
Oh, Mrs. Phillimore. Mrs. Phillimore, yes, she's just through there in the bathroom.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Phillimore, I popped up to see if you and your good lady felt like making up a foursome.
No, thanks, we'll sit to a twosome.
It's bridge, you know.
Bridge? Oh, a bridge? No, thanks, no. I'm rather tired. I think I'll go to bed.
But it's only 8 o'clock. You can't even have had dinner yet.
No, well, I don't believe in overloading the old stomach, you know, before exercise. Before bed. Well, a plate of thin soup and then whoosh.
Whoosh?
Whoosh, up to bed.
Well, I'm afraid my whooshing days are over.
I find it difficult to start mine.
Hello.
Oh, good evening.
Colonel Brown just popped in.
Oh, it's all right, Colonel. Mr. Lexington was just going.
Mr. Lexington?
Mr. Lexington's already gone, darling.
He thinks I'm your husband, you fool.
Mr. Lexington called in to see us earlier, Colonel. One of these insurance salesmen. You know what I like. You can't get rid of them. I finally did, though, Wendy.
Sylvia.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Blimey, it's like King's Cross in here.
Come in.
One bottle of red wine for Mrs. Phillimore, number 3. Sign there, please, madam.
Oh, thanks very much. I ordered some red wine for you, darling. Mrs. Phillimore, you needn't hang around, Colonel.
I'll just have a word with the waiter about my dinner. Have you got a menu there?
Oh, here we are, sir. By the way, madam, your steak and salty will be along in a minute.
Oh, thank you. You can go now.
Are you eating, sir?
No.
Mr. Phillimore has a plate of thin soup and whoosh.
Soup and whoosh?
Waiter, that'll be my whiskey on your tray. Thank you.
Oh, no, I don't think so, sir. It's ordered for a Mr. Lexington in 86.
What? He ordered it for me.
Nice fellow. It's a double.
Yes. Well, I bought the insurance from him.
Well, that's a new idea, isn't it? Wandering around a hotel selling insurance. Oh, waiter, I'll have the steam placed on my usual table by the window.
Lovely. Good night.
Well, I wouldn't recommend the fish, actually, Colonel.
Why not?
Well, it's not a thing I tell everybody, but even the cat's refusing the fish.
Colonel.
What? Oh, yes. Good night, my dear.
Hurry up with that steak, please, waiter.
Oh, yes, of course, sir. I really would suggest, Colonel.
Bless you.
Thank you. Oh, I catch you, my death of cold. You know that, don't you?
Look, take these aspirins, get back to that attic of yours, and I'll be along as soon as I've had my steak.
Oh, I'm getting shivery now.
Go on, off with you.
Oh, the draught in these corridors.
Here. I'll wrap my scarf round your neck.
Thank you. Oh, if this is romance, I can understand why Casanova has only operated in hot climates.
I'll be as quick as I can.
Oh, she's taken long enough. I thought you'd never... What do you want?
What are you doing up here in 86, Mr. Phillimore?
Why shouldn't I be here? What do you want?
Well, I'm looking for Mr. Lexington, Mr. Phillimore.
Mr. Lexington, why?
Well, he's got a sign for that double whiskey what you had.
He's got a what?
Mr. Lexington, 86, ordered a double whiskey, and when I was in number 3, you took it, Mr. Phillimore.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And you said Mr. Lexington had treated you to it.
Yes, I did, yes. So he did. He wants to put it on his bill. Good night.
Well, all drinks and such like have to be signed for.
Well, I'll sign for it, then.
That's all right by me.
Give it here.
Just as long as somebody signs for it.
Yeah, there.
Thanks.
All right, good night.
Good night. Hey, wait a minute.
What now?
You've signed it, Mr. Lexington.
I know.
Well, you're Mr. Phillimore.
Does it matter?
Well, of course it matters. You can't go signing on behalf of people without them knowing.
Well, he wanted to treat me to it in the first place.
But then you said you were going to sign for it. Well, perhaps I'd better speak to Mr. Lexington.
You can't.
Why not?
He's left.
Has he?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry I've been so long, Simon.
Herbert.
It was your steak, all right, madam?
Oh, delicious.
Well, you must have bolted it down.
I just popped up to see Mr. Lexington.
Oh, he's left.
Me?
So Mr. Phillimore says.
Yes, I said he's left.
Well, why did you say that?
I don't know, do I? Look, I'll find the rest of the piece of paper again. Here we are, Phillimore. There you are, good night.
Good night. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
You've signed this, Dr. Phillimore.
Yes, but no. Have I? Yes, well, what's wrong with that?
You're a doctor, are you?
Yes.
Could you have a quick look at my feet?
No.
Well, it won't take a second to take my socks off.
Tomorrow.
Oh, all right, then. I reckon the arches must have dropped or something. I've lost all feeling.
Well, if you find it before tomorrow, let me know. Good night.
I brought the wine with me.
Jolly good.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you look lovely.
You look dreadful.
Do I?
Red nose and putty eyes.
I've probably got double pneumonia. Oh, blast. Hello. Mr. Lexington speaking. Receptionist? Yes. Well, what do you want? Of course I haven't left. What, waiter? Oh, you don't want to listen to him. He's got fallen arches. He said he's been speaking to Dr. Phillimore. What do you mean? What do you mean something funny going on? No, don't bother. No, what? Hello. Quick. Mr. Harris is coming up here to have a word with me.
Mr. Who?
The receptionist. That damn waiter has put his diseased foot into it.
What would we do?
You go back to your own room quickly. And I'll come down as soon as I can.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Don't be long, Herbert.
Simon.
There must be easier ways of doing this, you know. I bet Finsky never had all this trouble.
Ah, now look, old man. I could explain. Wendy!
I left the key to my room here.
No, where?
I don't know. I put it down somewhere on the bed, I think.
Let's have a look, then. Ah, I've got it.
Can I help you?
No, sir. Ah!
Dr. Lexington, I presume.
We were just about to...
I'm sure you were.
I don't think I like your attitude.
And I don't like our hotel being used for affairs of this nature. Booking into a hotel under assumed name is a very dangerous pastime.
If you're forgetting that this with Fillmore, Lexington, Benskin, Brown...
All I'm saying is that you don't appear to know whether you're Sparrow, a Lexington, or a Fillmore, and whether it's prefixed with a Simon, a Herbert, or a Doctor.
Well, I'm a Fillmore and a Sylvia.
And I'm a Lexington and a Herbert. And I've already explained that we're very, very, very close cousins discussing the burial of a very dear uncle. And I must not be your next.
Here's your whiskey, sir.
Thank you.
The bar will be closed any minute now, sir. You ought to go to bed.
Well, that's a laugh. Glass of Mr. Harris has put the lid on everything.
A big pardon, sir?
He's sitting in an armchair outside room number 3. He's got a very nasty little suspicious mind.
Oh. Well, if I could be so bold, sir.
Well, go ahead, be bold. I can't.
The window.
It's not as serious as all that.
Oh, no, sir. Well, you could climb in through the lady's window.
But how would I manage that?
Well, there's some stepladders in the gardening shed which would enable you to get up onto the ivy. Then you could shin up the ivy and onto the first floor balcony which runs round all the bedrooms.
What a marvelous idea. I wonder if I could manage it.
Well, I managed it all right 30 years ago.
You didn't. Can I use the telephone on the bar?
Well, help yourself, sir. Just dial the figure 3.
Right. Come on, come on, come on. But she can't have gone to sleep. Hello. Oh, hello, darling. Look, of course I haven't gone home. I can't get in. Mr. Harris has parked himself on guard in the corridor. Now, listen, I'm coming through the window. What do you mean, Batman? No time for jokes, darling. Look, will you do me one favour? Leave the window open a fraction, will you? Yeah, I'll be out in 5 minutes.
Oh. Well, good night, Mr. Harris.
Oh, good night, Colonel.
What are you doing sitting in the corridor?
Nothing, nothing.
Beastly night out.
Really?
Oh, it's bucketing down. Wind blowing like millions. Oh, I wouldn't be out on a night like this.
Well, catch a cold running around in your dressing gown and your slippers.
All right. Oh, I'm absolutely whacked. Let's have a look out of the window. It's beastly. Better leave it open just a wee bit, I think. No golf tomorrow, I suppose. Oh, well, put the light out. Now, bed it by. Where is it? Ah, there we are. Bed.
Ah. Don't say anything because Harris is outside listening. Where's the bed? Oh, what a dreadful business. I'm absolutely soaked. Should it be worth it? Here I come, darling.
Stay where you are!
You've got a sore throat, darling.
No, I haven't, darling. Where's the light switch?
Ah! Good heavens! The wrong girl!
Honestly, tell you, I think I got Asian flu. It's always the same with me. I'm accident prone.
Did you eventually get into Wendy's bedroom?
I finally made it at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. And?
She wasn't there.
Wasn't there?
She had a phone call a couple of hours earlier from Linda Douglas, the girl she was supposed to be spending the weekend with.
What on earth? Oh.
Wendy's mother had rung up to say that Mr. Swillenbank had fallen down the stairs and fractured his leg in 6 places.
Oh. So she went home?
She went home.
Well, there'll be a next time.
Not for Wendy. This morning I received her engagement and wedding ring through the post, with a brief note saying, if you're as successful with medicine, the number of people turning to nature cures should be astronomical.
Thank you.
In that episode of Doctor at Large, written by Ray Cooney, the parts were played as follows. Simon Sparrow, Richard Bryars, Tony Benskin, Ray Cooney, Wendy Swithenbank, Norma Ronald, Colonel Brown, Dennis Ramsden, Harris, David Jason, the waiter, Edward Cast. Doctor at Large was adapted from the original novel by Richard Gordon and produced by David Hatch. Thank you.